welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and today is my co-host, Ron.
Hey, everybody.
We're on the first issue of the Kree-Skrull War, issue number 89 of Avengers. If you want to listen to our previous coverage of the issues prior and issue 87, go back to our last two episodes, as well as other Avengers issues that I didn't...
It's been a while.
I mean, I guess I could... It actually has been a minute, hasn't it? See, our last one, the last Avengers... It's not even on this page. Yeah, it has been a while. Well, that can't be right. 116 to 122? No, we've definitely done one after that. Shit, maybe we haven't.
I don't think we have. I think we've done some Captain Americas and we've done stuff like that, but I don't think we've actually covered Captain Marvel. Avengers.
Maybe we haven't.
So I also while we're doing this, so my two notes that I had, we already passed through because they were in the...
Oh, fuck, it was.
We
already passed through, you said?
Yeah. There was a Miskatonic University in one of the issues, and I was going to say something about that because I was wondering if that's where they got the...
Well, I mean, just the Miskatonic
yeah.
is a very Lovecraft thing anyway, so...
And then the other thing was on page 254, they have a Shazam reference.
Yes, I totally forgot about that, too.
But those are in the covers, the issues that we covered, like, super fast,
yes.
So...
Real quick runovers. Yeah, I guess that was the last time. God, that has been forever, though.
Yeah, well, because we've covered, you know, we've covered Man, we've covered Captain America, we've done Thor.
We did Captain Marvel.
Captain
which
Marvel.
I'm really glad we did Captain Marvel
because
before
it makes
reading
more
this.
Sense. Yeah.
Yes, it does. We hated those.
Yeah, well, yeah. Fucking Rick Jones.
Fucking Rick Jones. Anyway, yes. So
I wonder if in the 70s he was more relatable to kids or
he
teens.
Had to have been because there's no other way they would have kept bringing him back.
Yeah.
Like, well, and he's important to the story.
Of course, yeah.
So we start out this issue with Captain Marvel, sneaking around. And
I love how even when he's got, like, the trench coat on, like, you can still see his whole costume, so it's not
well,
like
he's still wearing his mask.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like the red leggings with the, you know. Bright blue boots.
No, but well, even when Vision went to go talk to T'Challa's
but
school,
she said his face looked weird and his voice was alien and stuff.
Yeah, but all he did, he just put a mask on and put a trench coat on. Like, that was it. The 70s version of hiding
was
is
a trench coat
and a hat, whereas the MCU version of hiding...
Sunglasses and a hat.
Is sunglasses and a ball cap.
Baseball cap, yep.
Like, apparently these guys think that's hiding.
Hey, it works, doesn't it?
Well, we are too people are too stupid to actually realize. But we've got Quicksilver, Vision, and Scarlet Witch there to try and... They're searching for him. We don't know why, but we find out that Rick Jones is trying to save him. He got the Avengers to come help him. The last time we saw Rick Jones and Captain Marvel, though, they were joined together.
Yes.
It was one of those things where if Rick Jones was on Earth, Captain Marvel was in Negative Zone.
Correct.
And vice versa. So the fact that both of them are here now, in my eyes, I'm
dun, dun.
What's going on?
Because nobody has any idea what's going on.
Exactly. They take him to this doctor that apparently can help stop the nuclear explosion.
Oh,
he's
been gathering radiation every time he's in the Negative Zone.
So, and I get so we will find out in this episode in particular, or this issue in particular, Rick Jones has been here for a while. He hadn't let Captain Marvel come back in some time.
Yeah.
So, because I was going to ask, well, what about when Rick Jones is there? Why is Rick fine?
Well, because he can only be there what 3 hours? I think is
yep.
what he gets.
Because if he's, I'm assuming if it's more than 3 hours, it's a problem. I don't know. It's just what it is.
But regardless, so he's been like, infused with all this radiation from the Negative Zone. Which,
so
what the fuck's up with Rick Jones' head over here in this last?
It's just Yeah.
Yeah.
The stupidest spit curl I've ever seen. yeah, so...
Did you also get the kind of feeling that this doctor's assistant over here was hoping that everybody would die?
He definitely has that henchman vibe.
Okay.
Yeah. No, you're not wrong. But yeah, so because Rick Jones... I lost my train of thought. Oh, yeah, but because...
Rick Jones became a pop star playing his guitar, and... he gets violated mentally by Mar-Vell, who's like, "Hey, I've been stuck out in a long here. Time."
Well, he also
what
so,
the fuck, dickbag?
So because Mar-Vell is in negative zone, he came across Mr. Fantastic, Reed Richards, popping in there from time to time, and he also saw
Reed Richards get out.
So Mar-Vell's like, well, if he can get out, then I can get out, and we can figure this out. So we got to do this. And so he's basically tasking... He wants to switch places with Jones.
So he can
go to the Fantastic Four and try and get out.
Yeah.
Unbeknownst to all of them, Annihilus is watching on. And if you guys remember who Annihilus is...
Fantastic Four.
He's a Fantastic Four villain. We covered his first appearance...
Way back in, when.
Oh, it was a long time ago. Because, yeah, we haven't touched a Fantastic Four book in a while either.
Yeah, so it's been a long while.
When we get to the new format next year, we'll figure it out.
Look, we've only been doing this for 3 years, guys, but we're still figuring it out. So.
Well, it's not even that we're figuring it out. We're ever-changing. So.
Yeah, well, and it's hard to keep up with
evolving.
So many of them.
Well, yeah, that's the big thing. That's why I want to try and keep everything on task where we're covering the same stories that came out around the same time.
Yeah.
So that's why I say, once we cover the Kree-Skrull War, we're not going to be touching Avengers for a while. Because this is now in 72. Where we left off with Spider-Man?
65?
No, that was actually 70. But I wanted to hit his stories before. I don't know if we will. I think we'll just skip past that and go right into, Death of Gwen Stacy kind of thing. We'll see. Because, I mean,
we covered the Death of Captain Stacy. We might as well cut the whole family off over at it.
But there's a year gap between those two. Maybe like a year and a half. So that's a lot of comics.
Yeah. Almost like a 3-year gap in recording.
It's weird. Anyway, look, we're getting there. So Captain Mar-Vell decides that he's going to go to the Baxter Building because the Fantastic Four has to have a machine that could get Rick out of negative zone. So that they both could be on Earth at the same time. He also just destroys everything because he's on a warpath.
While he's getting in there, he decides he's just going to rip the doors off this freaking room.
Yeah.
And the Vision is sitting up watching their alarms because the Avengers knew that the Fantastic Four were out of town.
Yeah, Fantastic Four told them, hey, we're going to be out of town. But just in case someone tries to get into our lab and our equipment, just... Heads up.
Well, they've got an alarm system set up in the Avengers Mansion, so maybe it's a... maybe.
Sure, but I think Vision even says, wow, Reed Richards really knew it was coming along. Like, it hadn't even been very long.
They planned the whole thing.
I kind of think they did.
But then you've got... now, this is why I pointed out in the other episode, or the other issue about...
see, here it was. Reed Richards said his wife had a premonition of such a thing happening tonight. So they knew.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Sorry.
But I pointed out that the Scarlet Witch was in her... pajamas the last time she was in bed.
Yeah.
And now she sleeps in her costume.
But are they asleep? I think they're just relaxing. She's reading the book.
Yeah, but who the fuck wears their costume to bed to relax? I'd be naked. Especially if
hero,
I was
wearing... Well... these superheroes who don't sleep, I guess? I don't know.
Yeah.
But Captain Mar-Vell is able to start up a machine to get Rick to...
Back out of the...
Yeah. But Annihilus... comes along with him.
Yeah, like right, he's able
to get through, and he's like, I'm going to rule the world! And then, one thing I forgot to say in our coverage of the other issues, Vision tells everybody his powers every single time.
Yep.
That got all annoying.
All the fucking time. I can make myself dense and control my mass.
So, and then you wonder when he gets surprised when they come attack him and actually
how did you know how to stop me?
Right? Fucking moron.
Because you keep fucking monologuing like you're a villain.
You tell us what you're doing. You tell us how to stop you. Vision is able to trick Annihilus back into the portal, and then they shut everything down.
Because so Annihilus is stuck back as in Annihilus grabs a hold of him, he turns himself
translucent.
Intangible.
Okay. God, that was annoying.
Yep.
But then this is where they explain to Rick, like, "Hey, he's been the
over radiated. They have
the radiation reading is off the charts. Captain Marvel has bounced."
Screw you guys, I'm going home.
And then we, you know, this is where we get to where we were before, where the Avengers were chasing him, and now they have to save Captain Marvel, well, which in turn saves the world.
But their machine doesn't have enough power to draw off all the radiation, so then Vision hooks himself up and, like, uses his little gem to send all of his solar power into the machine to... And then they're both unconscious.
Which confuses me, because I get it. Vision is an android. He has some human abilities, but you're an android?
He powered down?
We're going to get into some more android right? antics later.
Not as many antics as Scarlet Witch is going to get into.
But worlds away in the Kree Empire, because this is the Kree-Skrull War.
Every time I see somebody that says "you" on these things, I just want somebody else to be like "me."
Maybe one of these days.
One of these.
But we get the Intelligence Supreme, which don't be confused with the Supreme Intelligence, even though they're the exact same person. He is being attacked by Ronan the Accuser, who was imprisoned in Captain Marvel. So,
but now he's out.
I don't know how he got out.
Magic.
Comic logic. Or more than likely, probably Ronan's acolyte, maybe, was able to get him out.
Maybe.
I don't know. But Ronan is basically taking over the Kree Empire. He's not going to kill the Supreme...
Well, he is
Intelligence
a Kree,
Supreme.
Right?
Sorry. Yeah,
Ronan is a Kree. So.
Yeah, but the Intelligence Supreme rules. He's the boss.
He was.
Ronan took over.
And locked him in a broom closet.
Basically. And he is going to start up the... Oh, what is this guy?
Some Sentinel.
A Kree Sentry. Sentry that was there back at the beginning of Captain Marvel.
Well, it was actually before that, wasn't it? It's
issue two. Well,
He said that this thing was placed on the Earth like forever ago or something, doesn't he?
You might be right. I think so. I think it may say that in the next issue. Yeah, it's this being, this robot, this android that Ronan reactivates. The last time we didn't see it, I meant to go back and actually read those issues.
Oh, the Fantastic Four.
No, but. The Captain Marvel issue number 2, where those two actually fought.
Gotcha.
But because we had
so much other shit to read.
20 issues already. Well, no. It would be like 25 issues, maybe almost 30. I'm like, yeah, I'll get to it when I get to it.
Yeah.
But he reactivates that
and
robot
it's able to get to
go kill Captain Marvel. Well, because the robot's at the Cape. And Cape Cod, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I was
assuming
so.
Cape Canaveral. They just call it the Cape. So, who knows?
It's that thing that trails behind the superheroes.
There we go. Vision has one.
That's why it was so Scarlet close. Witch. It was in Vision's cape.
Inevitably, though, apparently it was the same spot where Marvel's at right now, where they're trying to treat them, so... You only had to go through like three walls.
You notice how closely this sentry looks like a sentinel?
A little bit. The face is
slightly different.
A little different, but yeah, it really does.
It's got the weird little cap on. It's got the the booties and the arm, the gloves.
Yep. So, and that's the end of that issue.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown. On Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Avengers story arc.